T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is that time of the week, time for the Pirates manager, Derek Shelton, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Derek, also brought to you by Fanatic Impressions. Shelty, how are you today?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Doing well. Doing well here. I got a tough question to open with, Shelty, and I think we've probably seen this with younger teams, with struggling teams, really in all of sports, certainly in baseball. I think it looks to a lot of people like the development of players, the auditioning of players for certain roles, and maybe protecting certain players' health are sometimes sort of prioritized over winning a game on a given night. Is that fair?
I think the second part, I don't think over winning a game every night is necessarily fair. I think the fact of, to your second point, we have to identify health-wise, as we have seen in this season already, because we've lost, what, 4 relievers and a starter, and I think if you pull up the transactions every night and watch how starting pitching and relief pitching is starting to fall because of injuries. And I think we talked about this last week and even the week before. In a 3-week ramp-up, we were really concerned about relievers. And I think you're seeing this not only in Pittsburgh, but you're seeing it in multiple places where guys are going down, maybe attributed to the short ramp-up, maybe attributed to other things. But, you know, you're losing – teams are losing pitchers, and certainly the Pirates are losing pitchers because of the fact of injuries. And then the second point to that is I think we're going to make evaluations on people. And that's not necessarily to say it's, you know, purely 100% development, but I think we are going to make evaluations on who they are. It is definitely not at the cost of winning games. But when you have guys that start out and they're struggling, you know, you're going to give other guys opportunity.
Derek, I think Joe asked that question, and it's the kind of one I have too. I think people on the outside, not just people, me, are a little confused on how you're using people in your lineups, never really the same, how you're using the bullpen. The one that really stands out is bringing in that kid the other night in Minnesota when you had a chance to win a game, and he's had trouble throwing strikes. You had other options there. I'm just wondering, are your decisions who you're going to pitch made in advance? I mean, how much fluid do you have that can change on the fly? It almost looks to the outsider that you have a list of who you're going to pitch every night in certain situations, and no matter the game, you pitch them. Just maybe you can explain how your decision to use some of these guys.
Well, I think to some respect, you do, because of who's available that night. So, I mean, the fact that your assumption of when I think you're talking about Del Prozo brought him into the game because I have other options, that would be making the assumption that you knew who I had available. So there are situations where there are people available and people are not available, and some of it has to do with health. Yeah, 100%, you know, moving forward and how guys have pitched. And the other factors is, you know, we feel like we get good matchups, and sometimes, you know, those don't work out, and that's how baseball plays. And then to your lineup question, I mean, yeah, there's at times there's going to be consistency, at times there's not. But in the situation we have, where we have some guys struggling and are continuing to work through things, we have to make sure that we give other people the opportunity to see if, you know, they're going to get going or get hot.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. How does it work day to day on lineups and pitcher usage, Shelty. How much autonomy do you have on putting out that lineup and what your usage is going to be on a given day? Total autonomy, or do you meet with Ben or analytics people, or how does that work on a given day?
No, I have total autonomy. 100%. I mean, we talk amongst the staff to see what we're feeling. And, you know, a lot of the pitching, like I think like you guys are alluding to, is health-based. And we have to be extremely mindful of what our health is going forward. Because, again, going back to the initial point, I mean, we've already lost four guys out of our bullpen. We've already lost one of our starters. We have multiple people in our bullpen that are coming off significant injuries, you know, in previous years. And I think the fact, because we have, you know, because we've had this short ramp up, you're in a situation where you have to be careful of guys getting hurt. I mean, as much as that probably, you know, is difficult to hear, it's one of the things that we have to put into play. But in terms of putting out lineups or making decisions, it's total autonomy.
Derek, nobody, I mean, you know hitting. You're a hitting guru. Have you ever seen a team-wide slump like this? And I point to the game Monday. Your nine guys finished the game. Seven of them were hitting below 200, and the eighth was hitting 211. The only guy with a respectable average was Evans, who's close to 350. I don't know how you win games with a lineup with eight guys 211 or lower.
Well, I appreciate you calling me a hitting guru, because I don't know if a lot of people would do that. But I think the fact of the matter is we do have a struggling offense right now, obviously. And, you know, our guys are working hard and they're getting in and getting their cage and getting on the field and doing things. And it's one of those things where hitting can become contagious. And, you know, part of the factor is we need to take better swings and make better decisions. And then part of the factor is we played four really good teams to start the year. And but to your point, we have to continue to make better decisions. We have to continue to take better swings. And when you do that, you're going to get better results.
Joe, let me just jump in 1 second, Joe, to do a follow here. I beg your indulgence here. I mean, these guys should be able to hit. There's no doubt that Newman is going to bounce back from this. Josh Bell is going to bounce back from this. Reynolds, I mean, there's no doubt in your mind that those guys are going to start to hit. We're, what, 11 games in and haven't shown us very much. And what's up with Josh Bell? One extra base hit so far.
Yeah, I think those guys are going to hit, and I think one of the things that happens is when guys start to struggle early to start the year, it really gets magnified. I mean, you would be hard-pressed to find guys that go through entire years where they don't go through a stretch where, you know, it's not good. It's the fact of right now we have multiple guys going through it to start the season, so it gets extremely magnified. And then to your second part with Josh Bell, I think it's a timing issue. I think, you know, we got to get him in a better position to hit on a daily basis. I know he's working hard on it. As if anybody's ever been around Josh, they know how hard he works. But we have to get his timing in a better spot.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton. This is the Derek Shelton Show. And, Shelty, let me go back to lineup construction and pitcher usage just for a minute. And you said on a day-to-day basis, when you sit down to put out that card, it's 100% autonomy. I'm wondering, are there general sort of patterns or edicts that you either collaborate on or come from above? For example, let's make sure we get this guy, a Cole Tucker or somebody like that. We have to find a way to get him at bats. Or this guy, you can't use this guy on back-to-back days pitching-wise. That type of thing. If you're working under some general parameters that are either decided above you or collaboratively decided.
Okay, so that's a really good point. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Those two things are completely separate. So in terms of the lineup, yeah, there's one that's 100% my decision. You know, I will collaborate with the staff and talk to them, I think, is most managers do, in terms of how guys' bodies are feeling or what's going on or what their swing's doing or what we're doing defensively, but that's 100% my decision. In terms of pitcher health, you know, that is a discussion that we have not only with our pitching coaches but with our medical staff, and there are, you know, there are certain days where guys aren't available, but that was, you know, we knew that coming into this season that we were going to have guys in terms of their workload and management because of previous injuries. And then the other thing that comes into play is just general baseball common sense is when a guy throws, you know, so many pitches one day, or throw so many pitch, or throw so many days, you know, two of three or three or four, or however that is, and we're in a shortened season, then they're not going to be used, you know. And again, I think that would be, you know, it's becoming more challenging, or has become more challenging, because of the fact that we're dealing with the 3-week ramp up, and we're dealing with, you know, the ability to be on the field, and three exhibition games too, going back to it, you know, in terms of getting work in. So there's a lot of factors. So on the pitching side, there is a lot of discussion, and some of it is based on health. Some of it is based on the health of players, not only for this year, but moving forward to make sure that we can continue. And again, like I stated earlier, you know, this is not just a Pittsburgh thing. This is a league-wide thing in terms of usage, and you know, the threat of injury, or the fact that guys have gotten injured, is very real.
Derek, I'm interested. How are you hanging in through all of this? I mean, I know this isn't the start you were hoping for, maybe even expecting. It's been so rough. 2-9. There's already so-called, and I use the word so-called. I turn on ESPN yesterday, and they said this could be the worst team in baseball history, you know, at least winning percentage, because you're not going to play 162 games. How are you dealing with all this?
I'm fine. I mean, I think we continue to go out and work every day. And, you know, as we've talked about, we have places we need to get better. And the one thing that would really stand out to me and would bother me is if, number one, the club didn't play hard. And I think you would be hard pressed to point out situations where we have not played hard and we have not, you know, given all out effort, which is something we've asked guys to do. And, you know, especially when you start the year 2-9, that's something that can very easily go. And then the second thing is, with the exception of two games, you know, we've been in every game. We've been in a situation where if we, you know, got an out or made a defensive play or got a hit, that we would have won the game. So those are things, although, you know, they're not wins, those are things we have to keep striving for, because of the fact that if we were going out every night and getting blown out and we had very little effort, then that would be concerning to me. But our effort's been good, and, you know, we're keeping ourselves in games. We just have to find ways to win games.
But, Derek, shouldn't the effort always be good when you're talking about professionals, I mean, that are paid? And we're supposed to judge you on wins and losses, not on effort. Don't you have to assume that effort is always going to be there?
Yeah, I think you have to assume that, but I think you guys both have watched enough professional sports to know that that's not always the case. And especially when teams struggle, you will see effort level go down because guys will start to feel sorry for themselves or hang their heads. And, you know, that's the one thing that our group has not done during this time. I mean, it, you know, it's not easy to start the year 2-9, but I think when you see teams that scuffle initially, you know, you see things like that. Our group has not done that.
You ever been through a drone delay, Shelty?
No, I will say, you know, I mean, we're talking about a lot of things this year, and pandemic and injuries and all kinds of things, and I've never seen a drone delay. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that it's the year of first where, you know, you never know. I mean, in a drone delay in an empty stadium, too. So, it's crazy.
Derek, take us on the field for that. I mean, who saw it first, and what was the conversation with the umpires? I mean, I guess they have to call, what, the league office to make sure it's okay to play. Take us through it, will you?
Yeah, well, so some of the players on our team saw it, and then obviously the Twins saw it, Rocco and his group saw it, and they had already called upstairs to their security. And then once it was pointed out to the umpires, you know, they, of course, Jeff Nelson cleared the field and said that, you know, we can't be out there. And, you know, something that I thought was very unusual and unique was he's like, yeah, we were told we couldn't play games if there were drones over the stadium. And I'm thinking, I mean, we have a drone policy, which I didn't even really realize. I mean, it makes sense that we have a drone policy, but we have a drone policy. So, you know, and then it was just standing out there waiting for where it was going to go and how it was going to go and what it was doing. And, you know, I jokingly told the umpires and Rocco that I was going to file a drone protest against the Twins, which, you know, you can no longer file protests in Major League Baseball. But, you know, I thought I'd have a little humor in it with Rocco and the umpires.
What is the status right now of Kella and Key Brian Hayes? I think a lot of people are curious if we're going to get a look at him this season.
Well, Key Brian is still working back. He's in Altoona working to get back on the field. You know, as we have found out through, you know, research and studies and our own guys getting back onto the field after testing positive takes time because of the fact that you're quarantined for such a long time, and we have to make sure that his body's in shape. Kella is here in at PNC. He is working out. He has thrown one bullpen. I think he's throwing another bullpen either today or tomorrow. And we will work through, you know, Oscar will work through his progression of coming back on the field.
Joe, I think we're pretty close to out of time. Do you have anything more?
I do. I actually have a couple of quick things here, Shelty. One is we were talking about Bob Walk about this the other day. The constant cross-ups between your catchers and pitchers, I'm wondering if you've found a common cause for that. I don't know that I've ever seen this many.
Yeah, I think it's something that we're continuing to work through. I've actually watched three or four other games, you know, and I've seen it a couple times too. I think with the amount of awareness or heightened awareness of relaying of signs that you know, signs have gotten fairly complex and we have to make sure guys know them. And then the other thing is because of the limited amount of mound visits, where it used to be like back when Walkie played, you know, you just go out and say, hey, we're using this set of signs. But now because those visits are limited and numbered, you cannot go out and have those conversations. So I think that's why you're seeing it.
And the last thing was just Jacob Stallings and his defense overall. He had one rough day, but that's been about it. He's been outstanding defensively.
Yeah, I would say I would say that's definitely been a bright spot, how he's caught the ball, how he's blocked the ball. His throwing's been outstanding. I mean, he just continues to get better, you know, and it's something that stands out, and he's done a really good job.
Shelty, we appreciate the time. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thank you, and good luck today.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.